Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is a continuation of the single greatest witch hunt of all time. We have a rogue judge who rules that properties are worth a tiny fraction, 1/100, a tiny fraction of what they actually are.
Former President Donald Trump says his New York civil trial is election interference. One judge has already found the Trump Organization guilty of perpetuating fraud worth millions by lying about the value of its properties. But several members of the Trump family will be called to testify as the trial on related charges continues. Along with $250 million in damages, New York Attorney General Letitia James wants to bar the Trump Organization from any commercial real estate deals in the state for 5 years. She's also seeking to have Trump blocked from operating any New York companies and stresses that no one is above the law.
No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. And it is my responsibility and my duty and my job to enforce it. The law is both powerful and fragile. And today in court, we will prove our case.
Congressional Republicans' infighting has shifted to whether Kevin McCarthy should remain Speaker. Right-wing Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz has filed a long-shot bid to unseat McCarthy in spite of a recent YouGov poll that found less than a third of ordinary people disapprove of the job the Speaker is doing. Gaetz is also breaking with Republican leadership on aid for Ukraine and says he wants more focus on border protection.
But can we at least agree that no matter how you feel about Ukraine or the southern border, they each deserve the dignity of their own consideration and should not be rolled together where they might pass where each individually wouldn't? This is what we're trying to get away from.
California Republican Tom McClintock says Gaetz's motion to vacate is counterproductive and damaging for the party's ability to run the House.
The immediate effect will be to paralyze the House indefinitely because no other business can be taken up until a replacement is elected. Just when we are on the verge of completing the appropriations process that in turn will finally initiate discussions with the Senate that are vital to change the dangerous path that our country is on.
Arizona played a key role in the last two federal elections, and experts see that trend continuing. Organizers say younger Latino voters helped flip the state from red to blue in 2020 by just 12,000 votes. Arizona State Representative Alma Hernandez says that margin is only going to grow as long as it's cultivated.
We need to do better as a community to really do what we can to lay that groundwork early on, not doing this 3 weeks before the election, right? The investment is what is so important, and that's how we really change the policies.
The head of Microsoft testified for the government in a landmark antitrust case against Google. During 3.5 hours of testimony in a packed Washington courtroom, Microsoft's CEO described the internet as the Google web, where it is nearly impossible to compete. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.